Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. Since day one, my administration has been working to continue moving our state forward toward a cleaner, more sustainable future. Early on, we joined the U.S. Climate Alliance, launched our Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy, and created the state's first ever clean energy plan. We also secured funding to kickstart our efforts to expand the use of nuclear energy in Wisconsin as a safe, carbon-free energy option. And Wisconsin was a leader in launching the federal home energy rebate programs. And to date, more than $12 million in rebates have gone out the door to help families make their homes more energy efficient. Here at the state level, we're leading by example. Earlier this year, I announced new efforts for the state to invest in renewable energy certificates to offset our energy usage. Through these certificates, we'll be purchasing enough renewable energy to power more than 500,000 Wisconsin homes. How about that? And that's not all. This month, I announced that my administration is building on this work with our new clean fleet policy. This new policy is simple. When it comes time to replace a vehicle, our state agencies will prioritize purchasing alternative fuel vehicles like electric vehicles to reduce our carbon footprint and to help improve air quality for Wisconsinites. While our state fleet is already comprised of more than 800 of these vehicles, this policy ensures future purchases continue working towards emission goals as options like electric vehicles become more affordable and available, especially as we see more chaos out of Washington, D.C., and efforts to roll back clean vehicle and emission standards nationwide. Our work here at the state level is as important as ever. Here in Wisconsin, we're going to keep working to build a clean energy future and sustainable 21st century infrastructure Wisconsin needs and deserves. Thank you.